Hello, welcome to 5 minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so great to be coming your way this morning once again. I'm so excited about what I'm going to share with you today because I know it's going to liberate you in many forms, in many ways. Yesterday we started talking about the two kinds of sin, and we're talking about the first kind, which is the sin that leads to death. You see, when Adam sinned, like I was saying yesterday, all men sinned. Every man born of a woman is a sinner. I mean, no matter what, even if it's a baby, just sometimes you look at certain babies and you realize how much of a sinner they are. They don't, by the way they look at you at certain times and the way they behave at certain times, they are selfish by nature. They always want you to carry them. I mean, when you put them down, you keep crying and all. There's something inside them. You see, you don't even teach a child how to insult. As a child grows up, he picks up all the wrong things in society. He might be put in one of the best places, but as he grows up, he will grow up knowing certain things. It is inherent, it is inborn. The reason is because of Adam's transgression. You see, Adam's sin made everybody a sinner. So all men are born into this world as sinners. Now, go to Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. I like what is written there. It shows it for us to understand very well. He says, this is the book of the generations of Adam, in the day that God created man. In the likeness of God made he him. You see, so God made man in his likeness. Male and female created he them. You see, this was what I was saying yesterday, that he created all of them. He created all of us at the same time. He says, male and female created he them, and blessed them and called their name Adam. Have you seen it? So Adam was the name of all of creation, all of humanity. Not only that one Adam. You see, he was the head of that Adamic race, but everybody was called Adam and everybody was created, male and female were created in Adam the same day. Let me read again. It says, male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness, not in the likeness of God, but in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. You see, what does that mean? It means that Seth was made in Adam's likeness, Adam's fallen image. Because Adam lost the image of God. That is what the Bible says, that for all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. So Adam gave birth to a child in the image of his fallen nature. You see, so the Bible says, Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness, not in God's likeness, in Adam's own likeness, after Adam's own image, and called his name Seth. Hallelujah. You see, so Jesus comes to come and deal with that sin that leads to death in all of humanity. You see, that is why Jesus came. Jesus came to come and die for sin. You see, and he offered once and for all for sins. If you don't believe in him, now, the sin that Adam committed is what makes people die spiritually. That is why men are born without knowing God. That is why men have a huge hole in them that looks and seeks for God. What is the backbone for all the religions of the world? It's because of man's thirst for God. Man is looking for God. Man is looking for God everywhere. You see, and he decides to fill that thirst with different things, with different forms of worship. But the only person who can fill that space, the only person who can fulfill that particular void in man is God. You see, so all men are dead, spiritually dead. In other words, they are not active, they are not alive to God. The only person who can make them alive to God is Jesus Christ. That is why Jesus came. Jesus came to offer himself for sins once. You see, I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 9. Let me read it quickly to you. Hebrews chapter 9, I'm reading from verse 24. He says, for Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. He did everything for you and I, for the whole of humanity, not just believers, but for the whole of humanity. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as a high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have entered once since the foundation of the world. But now, I like this one. He says, but now, once in the end of the world, has he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Once in the end of the world has he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ also offered to bear the sins of many. You see, so Christ once offered to bear the sins of many. So he offered himself once and for all to bear the sins of many. So when a man dies physically, because physical death comes as a result of spiritual death. So when a man dies physically and has not received Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, then that man dies eternally and hence is put in hell and awaits the lake of fire one day. That is why Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will convict them of sin, because they believe not on me. You see, they believe not on me. Then he said, of righteousness, because I go to the Father and you see me no more. Hallelujah. You see, so Jesus has come to give his life so that those who believe in him will have the sin that leads to death being taken away from them. Hallelujah. Now, turn to 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. I like this one, to 1 John 3, 8 and 9. He says, he that committeth sin is of the devil. Have you seen it? He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. You see, the devil is the one who caused Adam to sin. You see? So he says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil? The work of the devil is sin. So this for, he says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy sin, which is the works of the devil. Then verse 9 says, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. So when you are born of God, you cannot sin. What sin is he talking about? The sin that leads to death. Because that sin that Adam committed, that nature has been taken away by the virtue of Jesus' sacrifice. And so don't call yourself a sinner, my brothers and sisters. You are not. Look at it. It says you cannot sin. He didn't say he does not practice sin or he does not try to sin. He says you cannot sin. Why? Because he's born of God. Why? Because the seed of God remains in him. There's a seed of God that is in you. And that seed is the seed of righteousness which has been planted in you. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. I'm born of God and I cannot sin, because that sin that leads to death has been taken care of, and I'm not a sinner anymore. In Jesus' name, I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.